You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from Newstalk ZB.
Premiership action now, ANZ Premiership to be precise. Stars are taking on the Tactics, and we're joined now by Stars defender Kate Burley, who spent a couple of years down playing for the Steel, back up in the hometown of Auckland, ready to roll. And I suppose, Kate, be looking forward to dealing to the Tactics this coming Sunday.
Yes, that sounds good to me.
Oh, hold on, you're coming from the South Island playing for the Steel for a couple of years. I thought they were supposed to be your kindred spirits. What talk is this?
Yeah, I have come back to my Auckland allegiance, and so it's always a good tussle between the Stars and the Tactics, so I think there's quite like a strong history there, so it should be a good game.
I've got to ask you, why the return? You were there, what, 2 years down in Invercargill?
It was just about time that I came home and settled back up in Auckland. I always knew that I would come back eventually to be close to my partner and my family and everything, and it just seemed like a really good opportunity coming back this year, and I'm really happy that I did make the move. It's really nice to be home.
What did you learn? What did you bring back from playing in a very different franchise, a different club, different environment? Is there anything key to that, do you think?
I think without sounding so cliche, I think I learned more about myself, just being in an environment where I didn't know anyone, going down and kind of putting myself in an uncomfortable position. I think that's when you kind of make that growth and you really see that change in yourself. And, you know, I've come back and girls that I used to play with years ago have seen changes in me, which is really cool. And I think you've just grown up a wee bit. You know, you move away from home and you have that opportunity to kind of reinvent yourself away from what you were kind of growing up. And so I've really enjoyed coming back and reinventing myself that little bit on and off the court.
Do you think that transferred to what you did on the court, or that off the court growth?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm so glad that I did go down to the Steel, because it gave me that opportunity to really put my best foot forward, and it resulted in me making the Silver Fern squad, which was always the big goal. So I think it did kind of translate to on court, and so now it's continuing that even though I'm home.
That's obviously a high point so far. Is it hard to take that away and just focus fully on what you're doing now with the Stars?
Yeah, definitely. I think now that we're back into our ANZ schedule, that becomes our priority. You know, Stars is our first priority, and Ferns is the kind of in the background, thinking about how everyone obviously wants to get named in the squad at the end of the season, but we've got to put the work in first, and that comes from performing in our ANZ franchises and focusing on that first and foremost. So that's definitely my priority at the moment, is just focusing on the Stars and hopefully having a good season, and then what will come from it will come.
Right, well, let's talk about that and the Stars. What happened last weekend? Are you going to explain that to me? I think the pulse got away on you considering that first half. You managed to claw it back in the third, but then it disappeared. Do you take umbrage with that, being as that you're a goal defence player? Does that mark you more than anything or not?
I think we can take some positives and some big work-ons from that Pulse game, because we were able to bring it back within one, which is very hard to do against such an awesome side. And now it's just hanging on to that and not letting them slip back and get that lead on us again. So there were heaps of learnings, and, you know, we were really happy that we were able to claw it back, like you said, and come back into the fight. But now we need to keep it there and kind of push on for that win rather than letting them kind of get that massive win on us again. But, you know, we had some debuts come on for the Stars, and they played really well, and so it was cool kind of getting everyone out there to have a look at what it's like to play in the ANZ and kind of get that feel for it. So I think it was a really good starting point.
You want to name drop anyone in particular, Kate Burley, as far as the new players?
Yeah, you know, there's so many. Obviously my little defender partner Lily, and we had Kanye out in front of us, and then we had Rani come on as well, and you know, they all did so awesome, and especially Lily to come on how she did and to get some crucial turnover ball for us was amazing. And she's got such a bright future ahead of her. So do all of them. But, you know, she really made that difference for us in that defensive end. So I'm really looking forward to growing that combination.
How important do you think it is in this competition to hit the ground running, to actually get off to a half-decent start? If you lag behind and start with a few L's, does that really hamstring you for the rest of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think it is important to kind of get those wins in early on, especially a couple teams have niggles at the moment. And so, you know, we really want to kind of stamp our foot down when we can and, I guess get ahead and get those points on the board. So that's definitely our focus, is to get some wins, and we want to get those points and just keep improving each game as well. So we'll definitely be looking for a win against the Tactics. And if we do all the things we've been working on at training right, I'm sure we'll be okay.
And what's it like playing in Christchurch? They are a fearsome crowd. Are they a bit feral? Be careful what you say because they know where you live.
No, it's awesome. You know, they get behind the Tactics really well, and we don't expect anything less when you play in someone else's home arena. You know that they've got that eighth person, I guess, that support. But I guess if we use it to encourage us, and you know, a lot of us thrive in that environment too when you're the other team and you're not exactly the home team. So we just got to use that to our our best advantage and put a good performance out there.
And finally, Kate Burley, thanks so much for joining us. When you look at the Tactics, absolutely dominant over your old teammates last time around, does that put you in a better state? Do you think that the Tactics didn't have a great deal of, with all due respect, a great deal of opposition? It was a reasonably easy run for them. Does that put you in a better position or not?
I think it's hard to know because each game, it depends, you know. It depends who turns up on the day, and we could easily turn up better, or they might turn up better. So I think it's taking each game as it comes. It's hard to look at previous scores from previous rounds and take that into the next round because, again, you know, they're coming off a win, we're coming off a loss, but who knows? It's whoever wants it more on the day. So I think we can't look too much into their result. Obviously, we know that they'll be a little bit more confident coming off a win, but I think it's whoever wants it more on the day, and hopefully we've prepared well enough to come up against them and give them a good run.
Kate Burley, take a gilded cage and stick Ali Bird in it and you'll be going well, I'd suggest. Hey, thanks very much for joining us. Always a pleasure, Kate. Look after yourself. Let's hope you can pick up that W and get your season back on track again, huh?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waltergrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.